Hello there, hello there. Welcome to a Black Mask audio note from our breaking news files. Well, they had quite a party in Syria. The title of this one is The Enemy of My Enemy is Still My Enemy. Anyone that thinks that there's going to be peace in the valley now has got themselves a real mental disorder. What's happened is that you just changed terrorists, a different devil. A very interesting set of circumstances that has huge impacts for the Middle East. Syria, under Bashir, baby, who barrel bombed 50,000 citizens, turned them into Rice Krispie, who used chemical warfare and his citizens crossed numerous red lines, was never even brought up on charges. No UN investigation. No world criminal court, certainly no crimes against humanity. Well, because he's not a Jew. If he was a Jew, shit, they'd be there with machine guns, probably nuke him. But anyway, so he had his way. And the terrorists that were basically tamped down by Israel, heroic action, trying to be the canary in the coal mine for mankind, even if they don't want to listen, basically bogged down Iran, destroyed their capacity to defend themselves, never mind Syria. So as things got uglier, Iran quietly pulled out its troops and its weapons, what they had left of them. Israel quietly continued stitching up columns of terrorists accumulating and the supply lines of rockets. That meant that the forces that were supposed to be aligned working for the Shiite Arabs were basically dwindled down to nothing. Russia even took out its naval warships out of the Syria Mediterranean coast, took out its aircraft because it needed it for the ongoing war effort in the Ukraine. So what happened? Well, for 10 years, the terrorist groups, Al-Qaeda, ISI, you know the names, have been reconstituting themselves, quietly arming, quietly training and organizing themselves, and they made a deal. And the deal was to take down Mr. Assad, who, by the way, is aligned with the Shiites. This is basically a Sunni terrorist uprising, and they went in with air support from Israel, by the way, allowing them to soften up the military of Syria that was pretty weak already and did this fast maneuver. Now, we knew about this in the offing. And as you know, we had a very nice short trade. And when we realized what was about to happen, we pulled all our positions early Friday and gave a recommendation. And another lucky guess, we got out pretty close to the bottom. Since we've made that recommendation, oil's up on the day $1.50 and well off of its more recent lows that came in at around $70. And 50 cents, and now trading as I do this around 72.40. So, another nice move, and we will have more trade intelligence because a great trade is opening up here and not like you think. But that shows the importance of trading with fundamental information and knowledge, not candlesticks blowing in the wind or our analysts watch these charts and we buy these dots, and you see when we get the count to the upside, we buy, and then that is why over 70% of all people that trade highly leveraged instruments like futures and CFDs lose money. Day traders have a loss rate of 93%. But, ding, ding, here's a little thing that I don't forget to tell you. That means that of the 70% of people making money, they're losing money, 30% must be making money. That means that those 93% of day traders lose money must have it given to someone since it's a zero-sum market. So the way you get on the winner's side is a touch of technical analysis, but realizing what the algos and high-frequency traders are doing. But more important, a lot of hardcore fundamental analysis. Now, Syria is not a major oil producer, but there is oil in the south and in the north, where it borders Iraq and where it borders our good friends Hi, Turkey. Good friends. But that's controlled by the Kurds. Now, several pipelines, pretty ancient pipelines, by the way, have been revitalized as Iraq increases oil production and it goes through its oil fields. The Kurds are still under attack, and Turkey supported the Islamic murderers of the Sunnis. Saddam bin Laden, the one that knocked down my old office building, is the group, and they're being reconstituted. See, it's important for these guys to get a secure supply line of manpower, weapons, and training facilities. And it's best if you do it country-based. To do it as a fringe in various countries creates a lot of complications for them. So that means that the terrorists are regrettably reconstituted. Now, by the way, don't believe this bullshit. We're going to have free elections, and we love everyone, and we're going to make people. Mohammed Golani took the name Golani because his dream is to retake the Golan Heights, which Israel liberated a number of years ago. Do not kid yourself. Today, after talking about how they put the commander of the oppressive forces of Syria back into power, they also started saying, look, we don't want any guns on the streets, so report to your battalion commander. In other words, they've already begun gun confiscation. Now, this is a terrorist organization that's going to reconstitute itself, and its oil dynamic and impact, I believe, is very small, but it's a market, and we like to watch these knee-jerk reactions. The knee-jerk reaction is that, you know, it'll affect tensions rising in the Middle East, and that will affect oil flow. I don't believe the effect will be serious, and we're looking for another opportunity to analyze the situation carefully and give you another recommendation. But suffice it to say that we got another cookie. We rang the bell, got the brass ring on the merry-go-round, and we got another free ride. I want you to clearly understand something. It is extremely high-risk trading we're taking. It is not investing. It's beyond speculating. It's balls-to-wall speculating. And you can lose a lot of money. Now, we generally have a general rule of thumb. You know, I have what I call my trade confidence level. And it's an abstract way of doing it, but it works pretty good for me for a number of decades. And that is, what is the market going to do and how confident am I trade? So if I have a trade where I feel like the odds are in my favor, like 70 to 30, then I will undertake the trade. If I have a trade that's a 50-50 trade, to me that's not trading. I mean, that's not even balls of the wall speculating. That is simply lady luck, roll the dice, and you enter the casino. And you can't beat the casino. So, therefore, we don't play a roulette game. And that right now, we got a 50-50 trade in oil, which is rapidly changing as we assess. By the way, Israeli have taken some Syria land that was part of a buffer zone agreed to. They've taken Mount Hermon, which is a place of biblical consequences, and they have been doing massive sorties, blowing up as many ammunition dumps, and with particular attention to the precursor chemical storage dumps, chemical weapons keeping their binary, so you try to keep them apart, and then they have the mixing plants. So they're doing a good job trying to defang this animal. The problem you've got is that you're going to end up with another couple million bloodthirsty, savage tourists. Talking to a friend of mine today, and he said, do you think we should kill them all? And I said, well, I'll tell you what Caesar said. The terrorists, the Islamic jihads, are our enemies. Now, do I think we should butcher man, woman, child? No, but I'll tell you this. Like Caesar said, when you've got a German, they were the savages at that time, he said, you put your boot on his neck and you hold him down and you don't let him up. And unfortunately, they've now been let up. So Syria is going to be up for grabs, and I warn you that peace has not come to the valley. The Middle East conflicts are not going away, and my great fear is that another escalation. By the way, Russia's there trying to make a deal with the Sunni terrorists, and Iran is already there with, like, the three wise men bearing gifts. No, Frankis says this is gold and bullets they're bringing, trying to entice them over. But make no doubt about it. These terrorists, all wanted men, all on terrorist watch lists, we became new, and I denounced Al-Qaeda, and I'm Mohammed Ghulani. I'm going to change my name because I want peace among our brothers. Bullshit. This is about nothing short of destroying mankind and killing the infidels, whether the gay infidels, the LGBT, or the wokes understand it. You know what the dumbest freaking thing in the world is? I have an enemy that is now conquering territory, that is making deals and recruiting bloodthirsty savages who want you dead. And you think, well, maybe if they were bullied in their childhood and someone just needs to love and understand them. Can you feel the love?